A true statement. A lot of week left on the calendar, especially when we look at this market trade. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Kyle Bumstead joins us today, part of Allendale, as we talk about the fact that you are saying there is a lot of week left for a Thursday afternoon.
That's right, Susan, there is. First off, thanks for having me back. But yeah, we've got to finish out the day here on Thursday, and then we've got all day Friday yet. So there's a lot of week left here to finish up here on the calendar, or to finish up the week yet in all these markets. I mean, today we're seeing beans up 8 to 10 cents on a maybe article here this morning that maybe Z and Trump are going to, agree to keep their trade relation status quo here for a while, if they're maybe going to meet in April. So a lot of ifs and buts and maybes in that statement. But when I look at the actual overall move of the market here, there really hasn't changed much carry in the spreads. The spreads are still neutral here in the soybeans, so nothing really bullish about that. I mean, we've got South America coming online, and everybody's been talking about that. So we did rally these May beans up here to 11.56 and a quarter and traded well off our highs throughout the session. So I think this market could be at a prime position here, maybe to see some profit taking here towards the end of the week. And then we also have option expiration here a week from tomorrow. So there could be some pressure all throughout the week on the soybean complex. Kind of the same thing in the corn there too. We saw the corn run up to 4.41 and three quarters here in that May contract. And I'm using the May contracts because the March contract, they're susceptible to golden roll right now, and that should be wrapping up here today. Yesterday and today should have been finishing that up. So May and July are going to be the ones to watch in corn, and May and July are going to be the ones to watch here in soybeans with the most volume and open interest. So wheat market 11 to 13 higher here in the Chicago, 12 to 14 higher in the Kansas City. But when I look at it, the front month here, March in the wheat, Chicago wheat's up 13 and a quarter, and the March Kansas City wheat's up 14 and a half. And I think that's just some short covering here. They've been short the wheat for quite a while. And looks to me like they're just kind of using the roll to get out of their positions here. When I look at those deferreds, you got the May wheat up 11 cents. You got the May Kansas City wheat up 12 and a half cents. So maybe a little bull spreading there, but I think there's a lack of volume once you get out past that May and July contract, which is maybe keeping that skew on the spreads a little bit as we move forward. And there's also some pressure in some of these other markets as well, too. Crude oil down a couple bucks, metals down substantial here. So all the markets that have been rallying up to today are now lower. And that's kind of an interesting thing. It looked very interesting here today, midday.
Definitely. Let's look at the livestock side of it because, last week we saw the notification that it was 99% of JBS workers would go on strike. And it sounds like things might be starting to move a little forward.
Well, yeah, I did come across an article here this morning. It was put out by the Colorado Sun here. Workers at JBS plant Greeley prepare to launch the nation's first meat packer strike in decades. The union is protesting unsafe work conditions as an expired contract. It's also supporting some immigrants who could lose TPS status. So not really sure when this is all going to take place. Some are saying that it could take place by February 20th or a decision could be made by February 20th. The one day JBS is willing to negotiate, union officials said. So that's kind of what they're looking at is February 20th. Haven't heard anything more than just that article that was written here. So it's tough to say, but I think the cattle probably looking for a little bit of a pullback here. This April contract got up into a technical gap that we left on the chart here at 241.32 and a half. We filled that here this morning, and we dropped back down here since we filled that gap. We went to 241.40 and spent the remainder of the session here on this under 240 and a half, basically, since we filled that gap. So a lot of moving parts there. There was a major out there that did throw a bid out here. I did see right early this afternoon, but it was passed. There was a major in Fort Morgan, Colorado, bid 245, and it looked like it was passed, but I don't know any details on the cattle or anything, but it looked like shipment was from March 3rd to March 10th. So kind of see what happens there. Like I said, that's the only thing that I've seen as far as bids or offers out there. Feeder cattle side of things here, a little bit of a pressure there as well, too. We are lacking some of the bigger sales here in the northern plains here, like Bassett didn't have any feeders this week or index cattle. So that's going to have an effect here on the index. But also some of our bigger southern plains barns here, they're steady to a little bit weaker on some classes of cattle. So that's weighing a little bit on the index. But the index is still running around that 374 area while the futures are 365 and a quarter. And a lot of folks are saying, look at that big discrepancy. But we still have 6 weeks to go before they have to come together. So there's a lot of time before you actually have to get that front month March up to the feeder cattle index or vice versa. So we've got some time here yet, and March is going to do whatever it wants to do for at least another 4 weeks.
What is your thoughts on the sell-off that we're having in the outside markets, and then how much influence is that having on our ag trades?
It could be having some influence on it, but, these markets, the fundamentals don't matter until the fundamentals matter. It's been, they've been trading headline to headline on pretty much everything. So, I mean, take it with a grain of salt, folks. I mean, but if there's an opportunity where you can at least lock in some downside protection, you know, moves like this can really hurt, especially, you know, you take crude oil down a couple bucks here today. It wouldn't surprise me tomorrow if soybeans come in here, we're down 10, 15 cents just on some profit taking. You say, well, it's just profit taking, but we also are at the middle of February and we're in the middle of this price discovery for crop insurance. We've seen a decent rally here in soybeans and we've seen a little bit of a rally in corn, not near as much, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's some turmoil or some rough times here finishing up the month of February here to try to get that average price taken care of for these fall crop insurance or these spring crop insurance prices.
All right. Kyle Bumstead joining us today as we take a look at the market action. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Thursday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.